Did you know that Hayward has a new program for pool techs and builders looking to upgrade their customers' pool equipment? Hayward's Get Paid to Upgrade program will pay you $50 when you install a Hayward replacement for any competitor's pump, heater, filter, and other select products. That's $50 for you for each replacement product you install. Hayward knows your time is valuable, so their program is easy to get started and fast to sign up for. Simply visit promotions.hayward.com to get started today.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast. Today we're chatting with Keith Zars, owner of Keith Zars Pools. They're consistently rated as one of the top pool companies in the country and certainly the local leaders in their hometown of San Antonio, Texas. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on the show, Keith.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate being here.
You know, Keith, your business has been going strong in the San Antonio market since 1985. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Well, it wasn't that strong in 85, but it is now.
Well, what first inspired you to start your pool company and, you know, how'd you get going?
I've been in the business since I was like 10 years old. My mom started a pool company, Gary Pools, and I worked there until 85. And I started, when I was like 10. So I've been in it a while.
Well, I mean, certainly you've had your share of obstacles and challenges over the years, you know, establishing yourself as one of the top builders in your local area. I mean, what would you say is some of the biggest challenges you've faced as a business owner in the pool industry?
I'd say my biggest challenge right now is hiring people with the same culture, business company culture that we have now, and trying to indoctrinate, especially as you hire in the upper end, and which is what I'm trying to do at this point. Because at 78, you need to keep trying to pass the torch as much as possible.
Sure. I mean, what is it you're looking for? Just people who have the right heart condition, or people who have, you know, the right experience? What is it?
Yeah, experience is always good, but I'd say more if they have a positive attitude and a willingness to help others. And, you know, it's a team sport, basically. So.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, you have some of the pool designers out there that are your A-list players, your B-list players, and your C-list players. How do you go about identifying who those A players are in your team?
So we do a little different in that we're basically looking for people that have the sales ability, because I've got three full-time landscape architects on staff. So they do most of the actual design, and the pool designers actually just basically are gathering the information and bringing it back here, and we're designing it here.
Well, certainly pool design has changed since you first started in 85. You know, you were going out and selling pools in a completely different fashion back then. I mean, how does your firm stay up to date with the latest design trends and technological advancements that have been occurring in the pool industry over the last 20 years?
Yeah, I'd say I actually try to go outside the industry. I try to look at home magazines and things of that nature, style, and what is currently home building styles and other styles. Of course, you look at pools that are being built too, but I'd say I probably get more inspiration from others than the pool industry itself.
Is it just going to a lot of different trade shows? Is it traveling? I mean, what gives you inspiration?
I would say traveling isn't bad, because you can see, you know, you go to different parts of the country and see how things are built and just the look of things. But your home, your various magazines that present a lifestyle, I would say is probably what I probably look at, and then try to envision that in the pool portion.
Well, you've been very successful over the past few decades of establishing Keith Zars as the preeminent name in the San Antonio market. I mean, what advice would you give to someone who's just starting out and wants to get a pool business going in 2023?
Yeah, I would say what I did when I started mine is I narrowed my focus to just a certain type of market, certain type of product. You, especially when you start, you can't be everything to everybody. So you need to figure out what your strengths are, what your personal strengths are, and try to rely on your personal strengths and what you're selling and how you're presenting yourself. And then I've also found that to me, it's hard to grow by more than about 10% a year, because your cash flow and things of that nature, you don't want to stretch yourself too thin and you know, you got to keep control of what's happening each year. So,
anyway. Sure. I mean, is it a different strategy of, as opposed to being a luxury builder or being a production builder? I mean, is there a different mantra that you kind of hold to?
I think that's somewhat true, but there's nothing wrong with a production builder that understands what he's trying to do. And that's, he's trying to control costs. He's trying to control quality product, things of that nature. He still wants to build a reputation on a mass production item. So I know our vision is a little different in that we're trying to build it on the upper end portion of the market, but you still have to go through a lot of the same routines to get to where you're trying to go on either end.
Well, you've certainly established that name for the high-end, the custom luxury pools that are being built in the San Antonio market. And we saw some sneak peeks of one of your latest projects. I mean, can you tell us about this latest pool that Jimmy Smith shot for you? You passed along a sneak peek photos, and what we saw was just incredible.
Yes, it was actually a very complex pool, but we wanted it to be done in a very simple way. So it reflected the landscaping and the vision of the homeowner. It's that pool's more like a piece of art. It's not as practical as it could be, but it accomplished what they wanted to. The pool's right on the Pedernales River, and the existing landscaping we tried to keep intact as much as possible. So, I mean, it's like a piece of jewelry sticking out there in the middle of the hill country.
What were some of your favorite aspects of this project?
I'd say the vanishing edge all the way around looked really nice and gave a nice reflective quality. And then you had the spillover on the far side. So it was your vanishing edge on three sides, and then just like a trough on three sides, and then the spillway on the far, but all of it hooked up together at the bottom. And I think that the way we were able to maintain the view and the house, we looked at the house and the architect of the house and the architect of the pool. We tried to combine the feel of both. And I thought we did a good job on that.
Yeah, definitely some challenging hydraulics on this job. Real clean line of sight, though. I mean, yeah, I definitely love the look of that pool. Very clean.
Yes.
But what separates you guys apart from a lot of the other work that I see in your market is that attention to detail. You know, I mean, what would you say is some of the other things that set you apart from other builders in your market?
Yeah, I'd say for one thing, I've got like 525 employees. So it's hard to have attention to detail if you're running different subcontractors. If you're running the same sub that you can accomplish it, or if you're running it in-house like we do, I feel you can accomplish it because you want to train the crews on what's expected of them and how to perform it, you know, and my customers all know what to expect of us too. So we're almost obligated to perform at a higher standard.
Well, one thing I love about your company is you consistently receive high marks for customer satisfaction. You have a 4.7 rating on Houzz and a 4.9 on Gill quality, which is really high. I mean, how do you ensure customer satisfaction throughout the entire pool building process?
Well, I'd say that for one thing, it's, and you wouldn't think this, but it's our payment schedule. We don't collect the final payment until you're 100% satisfied. So that puts the burden of proof back on us as a company to perform. And we know we have to perform to meet that customer's expectations.
Yeah, I think it's all about under-promising and over-delivering, right?
Exactly. And also, then on the other end of it, I've got over 100 employees that are in the maintenance and service end of this business. So we're able to follow through after the pool's completed. And I've kept that relationship with a lot of them for over 20 years. So I think that's important to the longevity of a company. If you can maintain that relationship that you build early and just keep building on it. So strong in this industry.
It's a testament that, you know, these customers just keep referring their friends and neighbors. I mean, that says a lot about what you're doing in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we were glad to meet you at the CareCraft meeting last year. I mean, how does belonging to buying groups help play a role in how you run your company?
Yeah, I'd say when I was smaller, buying groups helped a lot. I think at my size, I could probably buy fairly well no matter what I did. But I like, I think that you meet a lot of the people in the industry, and it's always good to make those social connections. And so that's one of the reasons I like the CareCraft group. I think they have a quality and individual that you can interact with.
Yeah, I've also seen, you know, at those trade shows that they have, like the trade show aspect of when they do their annual trip is a great opportunity to learn about new products and network with different vendors.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, you walk the room maybe every year, but you always take away something new, isn't that right?
I would say so. And I make a point of going and seeing everything that's out there. You know, you and some of the guys, they have the littlest booth, and but they've got an idea, you know, so it helps to go see everybody, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so much has changed since you first started your business. What do you think the future of the pool industry looks like moving forward? We're post-COVID now. I mean, what does the next 10, 20 years of this industry look like?
I think it's going to just continue to grow. I mean, I can remember back when a lot of homes didn't have garages. And you can remember back when a lot of homes didn't have pools. But I think that we all have garages and we're all leaning towards trying to have pools in our houses. So anyway, I think it's just going to continue to grow.
Well, I mean, running a high performing pool company can be incredibly stressful. I mean, how have you managed to balance a successful work-life balance?
Yeah, I would say that as I grew my business, it was a little bit stressful at a time because I started wandering into the accounting and the administrative side of the business, and I started wandering away from the pool business. But since then, I've got a COO that handles most of the day-to-day stuff. So all I have to do is handle the pool part of it, which is what I enjoy the most. And it's not stressful. It's something I enjoy. So if you enjoy it, it's not stressful.
Well, you built an incredible organization, Keith. I really appreciate you connecting with us today and just spending some time to talk shop with us. Thanks so much for jumping on a call with us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it too, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Well, that's all the time we have left for today. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast.
Did you know that Hayward has a new program for pool techs and builders looking to upgrade their customers' pool equipment? Hayward's Get Paid to Upgrade program will pay you $50 when you install a Hayward replacement for any competitor's pump, heater, filter, and other select products. That's $50 for you for each replacement product you install. Hayward knows your time is valuable, so their program is easy to get started and fast to sign up for. Simply visit promotions.hayward.com to get started today.